Hey, come catch this wave with the Fix Squad. The fix is in. I'm Mr. Soul, I'm tuning in. What you doing?
Got him! Look, real hip-hop revealed that it fits. Pure, you can feel it in the mix. Finally stop pushing the culture forward, this is it. Proceed at your own risk. Got him! Beats, bars, and life, giving them truth in it. Screaming revolution when only a few minutes. My sentiments exactly everything that we do clutch. Another reason to turn the volume up. Sheesh, know what we stand on. Solid ground when we're there. Say it's no use, the culture is out of hand. But now out of reach, we gotta stick to the plan. Dark days put the sunshine in it. Good news, I'm proof that it's living. Yeah, revolving the art, the shaco with it. Keeping the beats on the block, don't miss it. Welcome
to the city, stand up. James left, but the king still reigns here. No tears, no love lost, no rain here. Delivers, I promise, Santa rain here. Love for the city still resides here. Fix for your ailment, faith that resides outside the lines. Detox your mind, cause it matters. Art outside the box, we paste better. The fix is in, and we rock a channel. We rock with them for what's deep within. Expose those who talk but don't live. Expose those who talk but don't live. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they speak, so tell me whose face do they see? Repeat. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they
speak, so tell me whose face do they see? Your source for faith infused hip hop, R&B, and poetry. Right here on Sirius XM, channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. It's your boy DJ Focus checking in.
And it's your girl Dice Gamble in the building checking in. Wake up, y'all.
Thirsting for the Lord Thursday.
Yeah, that's right.
We so Thirsting. Grateful. We just so grateful. Another day, another blessed day. We get a chance to wake up. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, I'm so grateful because this week has been a little tiresome on me, Dice.
What's going on? What's wrong?
Everything. It's just, everything, just so much stuff going on for the show. We doing so much stuff. It's ridiculous. So, mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to the weekend mm-hmm. to give me my one day. I tell everybody, I only get one day on the weekend where I do nothing. And I mm-hmm. enjoy every bit of it.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm with you, man. Obviously, Thursday's a new Friday for me. So we're almost there. And I'm glad you brought up Thirsting for the Lord, because it is Thirsty Thursdays. We use it as a just like this little catchphrase, Thirsting for the Lord Thursday. But we are called to continue to thirst for the Lord's righteousness. And I don't know if people get that righteousness part. You know what I'm saying? Like, we always thirst for the Lord, typically his help and his presence, but we should be thirsting for his holiness and his type of perfection in us. You know what I'm saying? So that we can become more like him. And, Jeremiah 23:6 says the Lord is our righteousness. And I don't know, man. I just think if we're thinking about righteousness, we'll always continue to get closer to God. We'll seek his presence. We'll want to walk in his spirit. We will want to get in our word and invite God's wisdom in a little bit more. And we'll want to be more generous and giving to other people and help other people. So I just wanted to say that, because I'm like, we in our culture, and you know what I'm talking about, Focus. Every time we think of God, we often think of what God can do for us. You know what I mean? But that's not righteousness. That's not righteousness at all. So I just want to make sure, we're having fun. We always turn up on here, but I'm like, when we're thinking about thirsting for the Lord and his righteousness, let's think about all those other things, like not being short-sighted, just bless me, God, fix it, God. But we got to think about asking God to give us the strength to not give up, and continue to pursue righteousness and joy, and love. So anyway, I'm off my soapbox for today.
No, that's good. No soapbox. You just speaking that real this morning. I appreciate you.
I feel like I need to say that today.
Yeah. Ooh. I think we need to do a real talk on that. I think that would be good.
Just
talking about why does Christ's righteousness need to be inputted into us? Like,
I think we need, the what?
Yeah, I think we tiptoeing mm-hmm. around that. Let's put
are
that
we on the wrong day. I thought we were on Thursday. All right. Well, next tiptoe Tuesday, we need to tiptoe right on into the whys of righteousness. I think that would be a good topic.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Why Christ's righteousness needs to be imputed into us. I like that. Hey, look at Dice. Yeah, on this Thursday.
I was just being led of the Lord today.
Won't he do it?
Won't he?
Listen, I'm glad y'all woke up with us this morning. You getting some good words, some good revelation this morning. The Dicer is in rare form. Once again, you're tuned into The Fix. And of course, our mission is to expose the culture to positive but relevant music that keeps Jesus Christ at the center of the message.
Yeah.
Ooh, y'all know we got another hot show for y'all again today. I know y'all get tired of me saying it, but I promise you, these things are so hot off the press. I don't even know what to do with them.
Right.
When I tell you this spiritual detox today, we are going to be blessed to get on the phone with one of let's be very clear, one of the legends in R&B music. She's a multi-platinum. Yeah, she's a legend. Yeah, and please DM us and let me know if you feel like after the interview today she's not a legend, but she is a legend, iconic legend, a multi-platinum award-winning singer, songwriter, musician. We're gonna get Angie Stone on the line today.
And
we're gonna talk a little bit with Angie Stone.
You know that's D'Angelo's baby mama.
I know. Yes, absolutely. I do. I know. Yeah, I'm not gonna go there with you this morning, Dice. Right. But yes, Miss Brother, you know, everybody knows Angie from songs like Brother. And listen, she got so many hits. I can go down the list. Mm-hmm. And yes, I get it. She's not a gospel artist, but she is very much faith inspired. Her father was a pastor. Her father also sung in quartets. So gospel quartets growing up. She sung in gospel choirs and everything growing up. So that's where her roots are. They're instilled within her faith in Jesus Christ. So we're going to talk about her faith journey. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the music industry. We're going to talk about 50 years in hip hop. Cause a lot of y'all don't even know. Yeah. Before she was the R&B singer, she actually used to spit bars.
What?
We're going to take y'all back down memory lane. Just show you, you know, how much music this legend has been putting out for a very, very long time. It's very, very clear. So yeah, tap in for that. And, this real talk. Yeah. We've been dancing around it, but it's time. Enough is enough. Uh-oh. It's go time for CHH. Let's be very clear. It is go time for CHH. We have been talking about the Billboard and how they've been reporting that, listen, consumers want something different. They don't want this murder, kill music no more. So we're going to talk about how Christian hip-hop artists can level up, take this time right now, realize that it is our time, and level up and show the value in what we're doing right here on Holy Culture Radio, as well as other platforms, when we talk about Christian hip hop, urban gospel, faith infused hip hop. Yeah, let's get into it. So, it's a fun packed show. We're going to get into this music. We got so many bars coming y'all way. Oh my goodness. Let's get into this new Dayton track. Yep. We got new Dayton on the way. We have, come on. We got new Scooty Wop on the way. Brandon P and Mission. Yes. But right now, come on. DKG Kai. Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry, right here on SiriusXM Channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. And listen, it's time for our spiritual detox. You know how we do it. And y'all in for a treat today. Listen, if you ain't got your notepad out, get your notepad out. We're going to give you a music lesson today. We're going to give you some history. I'm super excited. Dice and I are super excited to have, listen, a multi-platinum award-winning singer, songwriter, and she does so much more. Angie Stone, the legend in the game. Angie Stone, what's going on, sis?
What's happening? I'm chilling. How's everything with you guys?
It's fantastic. I'm starstruck. I'm leaving this alone. I told Focus on the weekend. I was like, Angie Stone?
Yes. Yes,
listen,
yes,
yeah. I'll be real with you.
We're excited.
Beyond excited.
So first, you know, we want to ask you, can you share a little bit of your faith journey with the people? I think you have such a powerful faith story and faith journey. A lot of people might not know about you. So, you know, take us back down memory lane and share a little bit of your faith journey to where you are now.
Well, my faith journey goes way, way back to First Nazareth Baptist Church when I started singing in church. I was 11 years old. I had learned to seek God first before anything and all things. I put him first, second, third, and behind me. The reason I say that is because I know you cannot walk the earth without being covered, completely spiritually covered. Because of who you are and who you belong to, you're constantly under attack. And being in the limelight, and especially when you carry something as powerful as the word with you, you're constantly under attack. So had I not been focused on the protector, provider, the creator, I probably would have been assassinated a long time ago because the enemy doesn't play fair. So my faith walk is that one of an incredible one. It is completely about faith in God because ain't nothing out here to chance. We can't see every corner. We can't see every block. We can't see every hole in the wall. But what we do see is the light, and the light of Christ is the thing that lives within me. I fear nothing because I know he's always guarding me. So if you want to know about faith, I walk in with blind faith. I have it. It's unshakable.
So everybody knows that you, we always talk about CHH artists being goats in the game. You are a goat in the game for me personally, because I mean, there is no soul R&B anything without you. Like period. And so it's funny because before you came on here, I was going back and forth with Focus. I'm like, do you know who this woman is? Like, I know he knows who you are, but I just said the same thing. I'm like, from breaking barriers, concerning women, the things you can talk about, how you feel about men, how you feel about facial features. Like, you've been so consistent. And this is, I'm not talking about like in right now. I'm talking about years ago, you were just not playing any games. And so for me, I was like, where did you get that boldness from? You know, because that was not, it just wasn't normal. And some of it's not even normal now, but now it's like a trend, you know what I'm saying? It's trending. So it's like,
the boldness comes from determination. It's a part of being determined to not be. I'm a Sag. I don't know whether that means anything
December.
To me, but I'm a competitor, but I compete against myself more than anything. I will not be stopped or held down unless God says it's done. Let me just say this to you. The boldness comes from the fact that people expect you to fail. Everybody expects you to fail. A lot of people put themselves up against you, but I call myself the cornerstone. Okay. And the reason why I say that, it was the stone that held the entire building together. In the Bible. And I'm telling you that mainly because I have watched so many other artists learn from, you know, some of the things that I've learned from, come up around what, you know, we put out there, build an incredible career off of the very things that we have inadvertently taught them without saying, this is for you. You calling me a goat is a compliment I can't do other than say thank you for, because I do try to set a trend. I try not to follow anybody, but if I do follow anybody, the leaders, they are the people that have made the best impression on me. The impact, I'm just talking about their personality, their ability to perform, the how they move in the world. You know, you mean a lot to me when you have it all, but you give it all back. So you can't just have it all and keep it all. It's not worth anything to you if you got to swallow the whole piece of cake. You've got to share the pie. And if you don't share the pie, then you're not doing what God expects you to do, because you're acting in a selfish nature. And my thing is, if you are really from a faith-based growth, giving is a part of your joy. If you're not giving, you can't be joyful. So my thing is, people say you give too much. I might do give till I give out. But one thing God does is replenish. Every time I give, I get. Mm-hmm. It's because I don't mind letting go of it.
That's good.
That is good. Do you think, I'm glad you brought that up when you talk about, you know, your heart and understanding what God has called us to do. If you say you're a believer, do you think that there's a lack of people within the industries, you know, in your experience, who stand out and be bold like you to speak about, you know, their spiritual beliefs and their faith because they feel like it's going to hurt their brand?
Absolutely. I think people are embarrassed. Mm. I think a lot of people don't want to be associated with the Jesus Speaks or the, you know, the God word, talking about God all the time. A lot of people are embarrassed, quite honestly. And I like to fill that void because embarrassed, are you serious? What's going to be embarrassing is when it's time for you to get through them gates and God ignores you that way and he looks the other way. What's going to be shame is everybody that you sought or saw will see you standing at the back of the line, can't get in because you were shamed. So, you know, I'm at the place where if God has blessed you with a successful career, it is your responsibility, your duty to shout the name of Christ, to shout the goodness of God, to get out there and set an example that says, this is who I am and this is who I belong to. That way, people won't mistake you for being in that sell your soul mess. I ain't with all of that. Because guess what? You can't take none of this stuff with you. So enjoy it while you can. But I don't worship and appraise it to the point where I am ready to sacrifice any and all to have it. I just assume do without it if that's what it takes. So no, I do don't think it's enough people that shout it. Because if it were, we'd be a happier world right now. Things wouldn't be, you know, in Australia, they have basically zero crime. Basically that's zero insane. Crime. They walk around, they sleep with their doors open because they, as a people, have grouped together and said, this is what we will and will not tolerate. It's a mindset. So if you decide this is not what you want to do, you don't do it. See how that work out for you? Because I don't do a lot of stuff that they want us to do. I ain't doing it. Because if it's not pleasing to God, then how can I please you?
That's good. That's
very good.
So talk about it. I want to bring up hip hop because we know you were a part of the first ladies trio in hip hop. A lot of people might not know that. Hip hop turns 50 years old this year. We're celebrating 50 years of hip hop. You are a part of that. Speak of the hip hop culture and just everything that goes into it from your, what do you think the state of hip hop is now?
The state of hip hop is number one. Let me just commend hip hop for withstanding time. But if I have to be honest, until the absolute truth is told, we are living in a dishonest hip hop culture. Because the one thing that cannot rise above the occasion is envy and jealousy. If you cannot stomp out those things that will cause you to omit, overlook, forget about, dismiss the real, and you are not embracing the truth, and you are misleading the people of our world who have never had the opportunity to see what it looks like. One of the things that you said is we were one of the first. One of means there were many first. But I've watched over the years as my group has battled for position. One thing that I stopped doing was battling because God says the battle is not yours. Mm-hmm. It's mine. So I stand down because only God knows what we did. And the truth of the matter is it doesn't really matter for us, but it matters to the people who are being taught the hip hop history of what really happened. And so in order for them to get the gist of it, they must be truth. And they must start from the beginning. And their beginning could be their beginning, but you cannot cut out a slice of history to accommodate your needs. One of the things about me and my group is we love the fact that hip-hop has withstood the test of time. We love the fact that some females have taken a part of what we were a part of and actually carried it to this plateau. Shout out to Queen Latifah, MC Sha-Rah, Missy Elliott, MC Light, Salt and Pepper, all these people that actually put a stamp on hip hop today. We want to tip our hats to you, but I beg you, please don't overlook the grandmothers of hip hop because that's basically who we are in this industry. We was there for 50 years, not 49. We've been there for 50. And if it was one record or 100 records, it was a deciding factor that opened up the culture of hip-hop, rap, as we know it.
I love it. I have a question for you. So first of all, I've watched your life unfold like a movie because it's beautiful. And my mom's a Sag, December 16th. Okay. So, and I'm an only child. And I'm an only child. Okay. Okay. So, it's a lot of connections here for me. I know you have children. You have beautiful relationships with people, and they've been in the forefront of the world. Like it wasn't anything that you got to hide from, you know, so there that comes with a lot of judgment and things like that. But after your personal relationships and how you've managed your family and your relationships throughout your career, like, what has God really shown you, like, in all that? Because I know family is a big deal for you, but, like, go ahead.
God has shown me that we are all imperfect. God has shown me that we all walk in imperfection. God has also shown me that through him, we can heal anything. I've had my ups and my downs with my family, with my friends, with my neighbors. I've had all these things happen because I am a human being. At the end of the day, I walk into brick walls just like everyone else. The difference is I know from whom my help comes. So I know who to go to fix things. So whenever something is broken, I let go and I let God. So at the place that I'm in my life, my children are covered by the blood. We are healed by the relationship we have with God. We will all walk hand in hand together because we know that God came at a time to rescue my family where we were broken. We were torn. The deception was real. The enemy was running wild. And rather than take us out, God took us in. And as a result, we are solid as a rock. So I can just tell you that, you know, with all the relationships I've had with regards to men, with groups, with anything that entails unity, I've been challenged on every level. And the devil will always paint a picture that it's you that's wrong. The devil will always set you up for an upset. And what you have to remember is that the devil never plays fair. And whenever you come up against that wall, you go and hide behind the wings of the Creator, which is what I do. Because the one thing I want to do is hurt anybody. And I'm talking about exes and anybody else. I don't want to hurt nobody. So, you know, I apologize in the heart of the world to let everybody know whatever. Sometimes things are just not intentional. But they happen because we are imperfect people living in an imperfect world.
That's good. That's good.
Beautiful. Absolutely.
Listen, she preaching this morning.
I know. Y'all need to hit her on the Cash App.
Y'all need to just drop her. Oh,
yeah, see, pass the offering plate.
She say, show love. She
y'all going to learn today.
I don't hate, show love.
Yeah.
You know, Angie, I want to ask you, what made you get into doing like mainstream hip hop and R&B compared to gospel music? Because I feel like, I'm gonna be honest with you, I feel like she a preacher, Dice. I feel like it's ministry, evangelist, or something in you.
Well, it's because my original goal in life was ministry. And I had heard a voice say, you don't have to be in the pulpit to minister. God said, you're a child of Abraham. I will give you the world. I will give you many. Thousands will be at your feet. It is what you do to those thousands of people that you run into, how they hear you. You're ministering because somebody out there that's listening for R&B is getting a lesson in life. And so for me, it's a joy because it's a void. It's something that people stay away from. It's the arena where you can be all by yourself. Not that you want to be, but oh well, I'm here and I'm not afraid to preach the gospel. At the end of the day, God gave me a gift. If it's my purpose, I've got to fulfill that purpose. So in doing this, why can't I do them both? God didn't say you can't do them both. And I don't know why the perception is you can't do them both. A lot of people think that, oh, I can't do this and I do that, and people gonna look at me crazy. Why are you worrying about people? People did not give you the breath of life.
Come on now.
That's good. That's good. No, that's good. That's good. Listen, got to talk about, I know you back doing music, got the new project out, Love Language. Tell the people, you know, the inspiration behind the project.
Love language is just that. It's a love language. It's the language of what's in the heart. The reality is I try to talk about subject matters that relate to everyone. You understand? At the end of the day, when you're in love, people ask me, what does kiss you mean to you? I say, you can tell a thousand and one things behind a kiss. Somebody kiss you rough and hard, you can believe it's a rough and hard ride. Okay? But if they kiss you gentle and relaxed, you can just about gauge that's what you're going to get. I really, really believe the song Good Man is that of a person who's found the perfect relationship, that they're complete as one. This project, Love Language, is one that feels good. In the beginning, I have to tell you, it wasn't my favorite. I'm like, oh, no, I don't know. And then the more I listened to it, the more it grew on me, to the point where I have to listen to it. And I don't skip songs. That meant a lot to me, because if I got to skip my own song, that's a problem.
You know what? You ain't never like,
I got to skip my own song. That's a problem.
If I got to skip my own song, it's a problem.
Has that ever happened to you, though?
Oh, she said, oh, yeah.
You said that one didn't make the album. That one didn't make the album.
Even if it made the album, somebody else was pushing for it. And when they got it, I'm like, oh, go the next song. Go the next song. You know, it's bad, but it's the truth. I can't lie to myself. It's just like a person on a diet. You tell them, okay, now when you go out and you're not with everybody, don't go eat everything you see. Oh, I'm not going to eat nothing. I'm good. But yet when they get away from the crowd, they ordering Burger King, McDonald's, and everything else. We're like, who you hiding from? God sees you, and more than you see yourself. So I'm at the place where ain't no need for me. I have to call a spade a spade. If I skip a song, guilty as charged. So I feel good because I'm not skipping songs.
Wow.
And so what's your favorite song that you've ever made or that you love to sing of yours?
Ooh.
I just want to thank you for making Brother. I'm be honest with you.
Come on now.
Like,
strong.
You made that song at the right time. Like, I just felt like it needed to be out. When you made that song, I don't think people were pushing positive. And Black men specifically. I'm just being honest.
Okay.
What's
your favorite song of Angie's?
My favorite song is a song that I wrote called Happy Being Me. Donna Lawrence did it over with Anita Wilson. But when I wrote that song, it was from a genuine place. God gave me that song. I had gotten ill, and God gave me a song because I realized at that time I was doing too much for other people and not enough for him or me. And I decided at that moment, I got to fall in love with Angie all over again and stop worrying about everybody else. And Happy Being Me became the song from that moment. And it was a God-given song.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Angie, we appreciate you rocking with us this morning. Can you tell the people how they connect with you, following you on all your social media platforms?
All of my social media platforms is The Angie Stone, T-H-E, Angie Stone. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. All of that is there. You guys can keep up with me and what I'm doing. The new album is entitled Love Language. It features Music Soul Child. Of course, Suavo Twain, my son, is also featured on the album. And I'm super excited about what's going on. This is my first time being a part of the social media streaming process. And we're like close to 4 billion streams. And I'm ecstatic about that.
I know.
You should be. Listen, bless your life. You should be. The legendary Angie Stones, ladies and gentlemen. Keep it locked. You tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Real conversations from real, imperfect people in pursuit of a perfect God. Let's jump into today's Real Talk topic.
Welcome back, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source for faith infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. And listen, it's time to get real in these streets. Let's talk about it, Dice. We always talk about it, but I think we need to just touch it a little bit more on, you know, it's go time for Christian hip-hop right now. I feel like with Billboard.com putting that article out last week, they put out an article saying five reasons why hip-hop has not charted at number one, whether it be a single or album as of yet in 2023. I think it's because they ain't looking at us over here enough, Dice. I'm just saying, if we could just introduce them to some KBs, if we can introduce them to some Bizzles, introduce them to some Lecrae, some 1K Fuse. I keep going down the list. You know, Angie Rose's, Wandae's. Like, I think the exposure is, we're getting there. We're getting there. Absolutely. Shouts out to SiriusXM for recognizing the value in us. We're right here today. But I think too, as well, the Billboard charts look different for a reason. We know Christian hip hop is still a subgenre. It's not really on the Billboard charts. It's really just gospel music on the Billboard charts. So how do we get to a place to where, yeah, listen, all of the arguments, I know a couple of the arguments in that Billboard article, and please go to billboard.com for the complete article so you can read it for yourself. But one of the big things that we're talking about is because of the messaging that's constantly being put out to the consumer, that they're tired of hearing the violence, the murder, kill, kill message. And they're looking at more Afrobeat music, more R&B music to get away from that type of message. And we've been over here doing it, you know, for a while, let's be very clear. And we've been putting out high music for a while. And we know that a lot of sync placements have happened with a lot of Christian hip hop artists. And it's because not only is the music good, but sonically it's good. And it has the content in it that everybody can listen to.
Yeah, no, ours is the best. And I'll debate anybody with that. And you and I both know there's no genre or type of music that we can't pull out of the bag right now, except for, nope, we got a country hip hop. We got a country CHA song. I almost said country, but we have one. So at this point, the door is wide open. The door is absolutely wide open. Hip hop record sales have been on the decline since 2014. And even some reports are saying 20% from last year, just down. And the article you were talking about, Billboard put out, five reasons why 2023 has yet to yield a number one hip hop album or single. Yeah, because all these other artists are trash when it comes to them wanting to pour this type of music into their neighborhoods, and people are tired of it. People are tired of hearing about gun violence and you going to shoot somebody. People are tired of hearing about you stripping or sleeping with whoever you want to sleep with, all your fornicating. People are tired of you talking about drugs, and people are tired of you just talking about being disrespectful. I think we have enough of that already on the internet, and you know, statistics show people stay on the internet 3 to 4 hours a day. So if people are already in that vein, they need something different. They need something different. They want something different. And they're begging for something different. We have everything different, and not just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus music. We have great positive songs, fun songs, songs about love, songs about, you know, just hanging out with family, songs about trauma, you know, songs about redemption, songs about getting paid. And it's just our season right now. And I'm just praying that everybody really sees that and starts to do things together to really get each other out there. Because like I said, we don't have this big money giant, and it's unfortunate. And I always revert back to the church because I'm like, if we have so many churches all over the world, and I know that these artists are at churches serving or doing outreach or in ministry, or you just know that they're in your neighborhood, y'all need to be supporting them. You go buy every other ticket, you go to every other concert, far and wide, showing up, booking, traveling. Mm-mm. Spending thousands of dollars on tickets. You go give $1,000 to your local CHH artist and they'll turn that and flip that into 10 albums because they've learned how to work with no money. So it's just time. Like I said, doors wide open. People are hungry for something different. When you have a billboard recognizing how hip hop is just out of control right now, that lets you know it's going to be over for regular hip hop real soon. So I don't know. They're going to want something new. And I know that we're the new. I know that we're next. I know that God said go. So we just got to show up as a community. That's going to be the key, is the community has to show up. You know, we can't bring in this East Coast, West Coast, panny-anny, you know, you against whoever. Like the other day on Twitter, I saw these two artists going back and forth. And I was like, why are we even entertaining this in Christian hip hop? We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. Y'all ain't going to headshot that down. Because we are definitely unified. We're definitely unified. So I don't know. It's our time.
No, it's definitely our time. And I'm glad you brought up the us. We need to stop being petty. And we need to start thinking more kingdom and kingdom mm-hmm. building. I'm mm-hmm. glad you brought up the different churches. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like you say, majority, we got churches on every block.
Every block.
What if we started to have the unity within mm-hmm. not just Christian hip hop, but just gospel music, Christian hip hop, gospel rap music all together? Mm-hmm. We talk about these shows that we constantly host and DJ at Dice. Let's mm-hmm. be very clear. Some of the top artists, depending on, you know, whether it's a Reach Records or God mm-hmm. Over Money or RMG, mm-hmm. those are some of the bigger labels in Christian hip hop. Let's be very clear. Mm-hmm. They draw crowds. But what happens when you have like a Scooty Wop who just signed a great deal beginning of this year with Sony, a production and an artist deal, who, you know, has not booked out arenas yet, has not had an opportunity to be on a tour by himself, headlining a tour, because mm-hmm. to your point, we don't have enough unity in people coming to the shows, selling out the shows. Mm-hmm. We talk about something that's very important, and I'm gonna keep saying it. And I know people get tired of me saying it, but I know it's a great thing when a lot of these churches do outreach for the youth. That's mm-hmm. great, and they mm-hmm. have these different events and they book these artists. That's mm-hmm. great, but I'm gonna be honest with you. We need to continue to show them that we can sell out 500 tickets, mm-hmm. 100 tickets, 1,000 mm-hmm. tickets, 2,000 mm-hmm. tickets, 5,000 tickets. So mm-hmm. I know a lot of people don't want to hear this. And it's funny because I see the mixed comments every time there is an event going. Why y'all charging for an event, a Christian hip hop event? Because it costs. Mm-hmm. Because the artists, we have to fly them in. We have to put them in a hotel. Mm-hmm. And this is what they do for a living. So we have to pay them an honorarium. Oh, by the way, you see these lights on the stage. You see mm-hmm. these speakers in this church or mm-hmm. in this venue. It costs. Mm-hmm. So we're charging to take care of the cover of the cost. Mm-hmm. And now we have some analytics to show, okay, I did that Scooty Wop and Whoop-de-Whoop concert. Mm-hmm. We had 1,200 people there. We had 1,500 people there. We had 3,000 people there. So now we start collecting data, because the data is what's needed, Dice. I talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. We need to continue to get the money behind us. Mm-hmm. Seriously, that's the only thing we're missing right now. When we finally catch up to the money mm-hmm. behind us with the advertisers, the supporters, and the people who want to invest in this mm-hmm. or the people that have good credit and can go get the business loans and mm-hmm. can invest in this, that's when lights will be out. I'm being honest. That's when the lights out, because they know about us. Let's be very clear. I hear we brought this article up from billboard.com. We mm-hmm. got it out of the conversation that Charlamagne and DJ Envy were having mm-hmm. last week on the Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. And I've heard Envy, which he actually is a 50-50 partner with the Christian clothing brand, My God Versus My Enemies. He talks about, and he knows Christian hip hop artists. I've heard him mention D1 before. I've heard him mention Lecrae before. You know, we know Lecrae and I don't think D1 has, but we know Lecrae's been on the Breakfast Club before mm-hmm. and these other entities. So they know about what we're doing over here in this space, and they actually respect it. We know the BET Awards. Let's be very clear. How many of Christian hip hop artists have been to that cypher? Andy Mineo, Lecrae, mm-hmm. D1, mm-hmm. all have been to that cypher, to the BET Awards hip hop cypher. And it's probably a lot more than I'm forgetting, but I know mm-hmm. those are three notable ones. I know for a fact. We know Lecrae. And you, listen, Dice, were you on 106.2 as well? 106 and Park, or that Teen Summit?
I was on before all the mother shows. Yeah. Teen Summit.
Yeah, you was on Teen Summit. Yeah. I know Lecrae was on 106 in Park, though. Lecrae was on 106 in Park and tore that thing down. So, and that was years ago. Let's be very clear. That was like in 2011, 2010, Lecrae was on there. We in 2023 now. We got sync placements. We got music that the Winning Prescription tells JoJo every Friday. Tune into every Friday to the Winning Prescription and call us out. If we ain't playing bangers, say we ain't playing bangers. We playing 10 new bangers every single Friday. And that's just us. DJ Wado got a mix show that he play every day. He got songs he introduces. Rainy Day playing music every day. Track Stars playing music every day when they're on. All the shows right here on Holy Culture, we all have diverse music artists that we put out in front of people. To your point, Dice, it's probably 500-600 artists between all the DJs that we play on this dial every single day. What are we talking about?
Well, I think it's education, you know. Even when I was doing secular music, you know, I shout out to Kermit. He's over there with you in Cleveland, Big Kerm. He was like, you got to know about money. You have to know that you need a beast on your team. Like, everybody's not going to be nice. So you got to know there has to be somebody who's going to handle their business. And I think this is where artists fail. But I think we can really change this in this community, because this community is different. Like, the power that we have to tap into, you know, the power that we possess and also the power we have to tap into, it's different. And the world needs it right now in a major, major way. And I think once the world gets a taste of it, and I'll be real with you, I think we're going to have to go to the world first, because the church is always behind the world. It's like they just follow the world. And I've never understood that, because it should be the other way around. And I think I'll be real with you. All of our artists that are out now, they realize that. They're like, no. Yeah, no, I got to go this way to even get my bag, which is unfortunate, because we should just be supporting each other. And I mean, some churches may be on this. And if you are, like, DM us, let us know, because I want to know how you're supporting your Christian artists, you know, in your area, you know, or far and wide. I just want to know if you are doing that, because they are your street ministers. They're out here. And I don't know, but we need to talk about that money. You know, the Bible has over 23,000 verses talking about money and management. It's important to know about money, how your heart's attached to it, what you should be doing with your money, how you should be using your money, investing your money, flipping your money. Very, very clear. 11 out of 39 parables are about money. Jesus talked about money 15% of the time, because it's easy to get people to think about money, you know, like, you know, and that's what you need for everything. But there's a management system to anything you've been given, and God proves that to us every single day, how he manages our life. The earth is spinning on the axis, flying through space, and the water is not flying off of the beaches, you know, like, you know, he got this thing under control. But we have to learn our part, you know, like, we have to learn to work together. And we also have to learn about that money, though, like, how to manage what God has given us. We got the talent, till Jesus come back. And I love that we're reaching out with we're partnering differently now. But I just think it's time for the takeover. I'm really feeling it's time for the takeover. And you and I both know we got what it takes to take over the world right now, musically. Like, the artillery is ridiculous. Like, it is definitely nuclear. You know, like, it is life changing. So I don't know. Maybe we're gonna have to see what we can do, because the devil has had his run, and that's why we have that article talking about the five reasons why hip hop isn't, you know, it's declining. Period. And for them to do an article about it, and they're the ones who are supportive of hip hop, that says a whole lot. So it's like, man. You know, you don't want to talk trash about your family. Like, this is your family. This is what make y'all money. Right. But you like, yeah, it ain't making us money no more. And so that's a red flag. And it's like, hey, all right, this is changing. And that's why I said it's right now the door is open. And I think we just need to run as fast as we can. We're doing our part over here.
Oh, we're going to continue to do our part. Please believe we're going to do our part. Listen, Focus in the Dicer. We got to go to a quick break. We talking about it today. It's go time for CHH. Yeah. Keep it locked. You tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
New videos, music, articles, devos, and more. Stay connected. Get the app now so you don't miss a thing. Visit holyculture.net.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source for faith infused hip hop, R&B, and poetry. In the middle of this real, real today. And we talking about that. It's go time for CHH. We're continuing to talk about the Billboard charts, saying Billboard.com, forgive me, saying they need something new. Hip hop, you know, is starting to be a little watered down. And we talked off air a little bit, Dice, about NF. And sometimes NF has gotten some flack or you know, some scrutiny from the Christian family for going the route he went. Like, everybody knows, yes, he started off in the Christian hip hop genre. I think the first big song he was featured on was a Flame song. And then from there, he dropped his project. And yes, his music started to be played on the regular secular FM dials on the regular. A lot of people looked at NF for hope, for inspiration to get them through mental health issues. He speaks highly on mental health and struggling with depression and struggle with suicidal thoughts. So, you know, NF has never ran away from his faith. He's never like denounced that he's a Christian. He's not a follower of Jesus Christ or any of this. But a lot of people were upset in the Christian faith that he chose to just call himself a hip hop artist and not a Christian hip hop artist. No different than how when Lecrae said the same thing, he just wanted to be called a hip hop artist. But what both of those have in common, Lecrae and NF, they've been able to cross over. They've been able to secure and show the value of faith-based artists in a way that's very unique. Let's be very clear. I think somebody who did it back a little bit before NF and Lecrae did it, I remember T-Bone. You remember T-Bone?
Everybody does. What?
No, not everybody, Dice. I have to say, do you remember T-Bone? Yeah, T-Bone was a pioneer too as well when you talk about, I think he was one of the first like Christian hip hop artists who had that sync placement, not only played in the movie, but had like the number one single off the movie soundtrack. I believe it was the movie Beyonce played in and Cuba Gooding Jr. Was it Fighting Temptation? I believe it was Fighting Temptation.
Think so.
I think so too as well. Yeah, T-Bone had a song on there with Montel Jordan that was ridiculous. But I say that to say T-Bone understood that, yes, he had been doing Christian hip hop all those years. A role came in front of him to act in a movie. He could have easily turned that down. No, I'm not an actor. I'm a Christian hip hop artist. He saw value in, okay, I need to be in other spaces so people know about me. And the album that he dropped after he was in that movie, if I'm not mistaken, did crazy numbers, Dice, because of the exposure.
No, you were just talking about the numbers and definitely partnering, even with secular artists and doing mainstream things. That's something that's going to get you out there. The goal is to spread your light. I don't even understand why we just think I'm supposed to go to church and do the song every week. No. And I'm glad you were talking about NF. He just said he wants to be known as a rapper who is Christian. I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, like you have athletes who are Christians, like you have doctors who are Christian. It's like if you're Googling him or you're looking for him, you can put in Christian rapper and his name's going to pop up anyway. Like he's not going to be able to get away from that because his beginning was straight up Christian rap. And we're thankful for that. But yeah, when it's time for you to go to the next level, you're going to have to go in places that they might not look so Christian. But that's our charge. I've never understood this. Like, it's weird to me. And I think this is how some churches get it twisted, is they get comfortable. Okay, we all saved in here. This is comfortable. Let's just come in here and have a nice worship time. I mean, I remember somebody invited me to church and they were like, yeah, we're just going to do a washing.
A what?
A washing.
What's that?
Just washing, just bathing in the spirit. And I was like, I'd rather be proactive. I mean, I love sometimes maybe at home on my downtime, you know, I turn the music on and I do some just, you know, music listening and that. But I'm not coming to church to do that. I'm coming to church for my word. I need a word. I'm in here because I need to hear from God. I've been begging God and asking God. I'm here for the word. please have some word at your church. Don't invite me to your church if you ain't gonna give me no word. I'll take the music and the praise and the worship and even the cake if you got any. But I'm only there.
No cake dice until after the Stellar basketball game. Oh, okay.
After this game, listen, I told y'all to go ahead and book the restaurant because I'm hungry right now, even as we're talking. And I want to eat like after the game. I might not even be able to fit into my Stellar outfits that I brought after I eat. And I'm okay with that because I've released that confusion already. I was like, oh, that's the devil. You know, like if I can fit it, I fit it. If I can't, I can't. But I'm eating what I want to eat after the game. Like after the game, and listen, take pictures all you want. Don't judge me and please don't DM me if I got four plates. If I order four entrees, that's me. I haven't eaten in 30 days the right way. Okay, because I'm trying to look cute, you know, and be in shape for this. But I think the challenge with the music, the CHH artists, is they do have to come to that revelation. I'm going to have to work with some secular people. Like, that's just it. Because the whole game is run by secular individuals. It's not run by Christians. So Facts. you're going to have to dig in there. And this is why you should be strong in your faith. If you know you're going to have to go into these boardrooms, into these places, like, and their choices and decisions aren't going to look like yours because they're not aligning with the word of God. They're just like, let's get this bag. I'm going to show you how to get this bag. But it's up to you to draw the line where you feel like, okay, maybe that's something I don't want to wear, the mini skirt. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might have to speak up and be like, you know, I give you the fitted pants. You know, I look cute. My legs are cute. I like wearing fitted pants. But you might be like, nah, I can't wear that little, you know, sorry, I can't do the bra I can't do that on stage. You know, like, you just have to speak up for yourself and say, it goes against my values, and what I respect more and value more in this situation is my values. I'm here with a message and I don't need the audio not to match the video. You know, that's confusing for people. But no, it's our season. The door's wide open. And I'm hoping that more unity happens, and I think it will. I just think it's going to take, you know, just a little more work, a little more exposure.
Yeah, a little bit more work and a little bit more consistency. Yeah. And to your point, I really believe it. The time is now. Let's be very clear. Mm-hmm. We just had last year Eminem land his first number one on the Christian Billboard charts. You know what song? For the remix that he did with DJ Khaled and Kanye West with Use This Gospel.
Yeah.
So just look at that. Eminem has never done a faith-based song ever in his life. The first one he puts out, it goes to number one. Mm-hmm. Immediately. Mm-hmm. Look at that exposure.
Yeah. I mean, the world is waiting. You know? The world is waiting. So we just got to be ready. And not be afraid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm tired of the scary Christian. We were talking.
I'm tired of them too, Dice. Please,
they get
talk
on my nerves. They scared of everything. I'm like, are you serious? God made everything. What are we scared of? You're a Christian. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a real Christian, you are not afraid at all because you actually get it. You know. But no, you can't be scary and then fulfill this calling that God has in your life to go out here and serve people through hip hop. You know, it's not gonna work. So you're gonna have to make a choice and decision to either trust God or not. Either I trust you or I'm scared. I trust you or I'm not ready. I trust you or I'm too old. You know, it's like, I trust you or they're not gonna like me. I mean, take it big. But the cool part about Christian hip hop is it's the word of God.
Facts.
So it's like, once you move yourself out the way, that's when the magic works. It's like, okay, God, I'm about to make this for you. And I know you about to let it do what it do here. And I'm just going to keep on serving you in that way. I'm going to keep showing up on stages and literally just praising you and worshiping you and having fun in you in front of people. And once you realize it ain't about you, God will keep elevating you. You know, so there's some differences here in the Christian hip hop and hip hop, you know, like it's selfless. You know, and we're not out here with all the defamation and stuff. We're here to uplift, bring hope and faith, you know, to the front of music. And we do it very well. That's why I'm like, man, I wish I had one. Ooh, we only got three companies that really run the music industry. You want to get down to it. But I wish I had one executive in a room for like, I say 10 minutes.
I only need five.
Okay.
Five.
Who you going to play?
I'm going to tear him off out with KB first. Then I'm going Scooty Wop. Then I'm going to come back to Angie Rose. Then I'm going Trip Lee. And then I'm going to probably do Pastor Mike Jr. Because I want to give him a broad scope. We're not playing. We got everything. Yeah, and I'm not going to play the typical Angie Rose song. I'm going to play her pop, her hip-hop pop record that people don't know about. Just show. No, she's a believer. But no, listen to that sound. So yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if I could throw five in front of somebody right now, all I need is 5 minutes. And I ain't got to sell you on it. You can't deny it when you hear it. That's it. What are we doing? It's time to invest on this side. And that's exactly what that's how I would end it. It is time to invest on this side. Oh, by the way, we already have people that have been operating in this area for what, 10, 15 plus years who already have. So yeah, we already got the DJs already loaded. What are we talking about? What city? What? Yeah, we got them in that city too. What are we talking about?
Just pulling up now. Come on now.
And this is a whole different, when you talk about advertisers and people to invest in this is a whole nother spectrum that you can advertise to. Because like you said, mental health, hope, encouragement, family-oriented investors. They look at invest in stuff like this.
It is so ready for sync. I can't express it. And you and I both know that's where the money is in the game. When my music is in movies,
yes.
When my music is on commercial, when my music's playing at the mall, you know, when my music is, you know, playing at the grocery store, now I can quit my job. Now I can quit. Now that I'm on a roll and I'm in the right frame of mind, I can tour. I got money coming in. I got my royalties rolling in. Everything is already clean, you know? So it's like, you don't need a radio edit. Ain't no radio edits. Go back in the studio, cut that. No, I ain't got to do that. I ain't got to change remix. I ain't got to take out no words. Like, and here's the thing. Any event across the world, the music can play. I always say a 2-year-old or an 80-year-old, you can play this music in front of anybody. You cannot do that. Can't do that with regular hip hop. So it's just so ready for the world. That's why I was like, man, when we do Super Bowl, and I truly believe in my heart, we are going to do Super Bowl. It is going to be life altering because Super Bowl is the number one watched event across the world. So the impact is going to be ridiculous. And I'm like, we just need a yes. Just like a small, how many minutes we got? Two? That's it. We don't even, 2 minutes. I'm good with 2 minutes in front of the whole world. It's going to change. And I mean, I'm glad you brought up the winning prescription because it is life changing. If you will start to change your playlist and listen to those songs every day, you can't stay the same because the words in your soul and in your spirit, it's going to cause you to act different. It's going to cause you to act different. It's going to cause you to love God more. Some of it's going to cause you to be delivered just by listening to the song. Somebody else's testimony, you know?
Facts.
So,
Yep, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. Listen, we got to go to break. We're coming back with closing thoughts on Go Time, CHH. It's our time now. Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
You tap back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. And we appreciate y'all rocking with us again. Another hot show in the books, Dice. And I know we have some news to report today, too, as well, Dice.
Oh, man. And I know everybody has already heard about the 5 passengers who were aboard the Titan. It's an Ocean Gate, submarine. And they went to go dive and, you know, take a look at the Titanic wreckage in the North Atlantic on Sunday. However, they're missing. And so, you know, we're still looking for him, but Stockton Rush, the founder of Ocean Gate Expeditions, he was aboard. And then you have 4 other people who are aboard the Ocean Gate. And it's a private company. It's based in Washington. And after 21 hours in, they were reported as not being where they should be. So it's an unfortunate situation. We're definitely praying for the families, but you had Hamish Harding, a British businessman and explorer. He was on there. He actually holds a Guinness World Record of the longest time spent, diving, you know, as a single person. So, Paul Henry, let's see if I can say his name, Nargiole, he's French. And he's just an expert who's been diving. I think he has like over 35 of these Titanic, wreckage dives. And then you have the father and the son, Solomon Dawood. He was 19, and his father, Shahzad Dawood, 48 years old, a British Pakistani businessman who's 48 years old. You know, him and his son, they're missing. So, it's just a painful reality. But I do want to say, like, I think we have to know you're risking your life when you get put into a submarine type of machine and it's closed from the outside, and then you're going way, way deep. It's a huge risk. So, yeah, it's reported by Bloomberg that they have a 1% survival rate as of this morning. So, prayers going up. Prayers going up.
Yo. Yeah, we're definitely praying for them and their family. Pray that they, get out of that that submarine and get back home safe. And I pray that everybody who's even considering doing this excursion, I don't even know what you call this, excursion, I guess, really, really consider what is the big thing for doing it. I'm just being honest, Dice. Like, I just don't know why people are even thinking this is something, fun to do. Like, why is this on people's bucket list? I don't know. But I'm definitely praying for them. We will be definitely praying for them, the family, to get back to their family safe. That spiritual detox was fun today, wasn't it?
That was
Angie
great.
Stone
that
on was, today. What's, huh?
That was the best. I just love her. And you already know, and you already heard, I've met her. She's just a wonderful person and definitely a rock star in my mind. Just, she's broken so many barriers for women, for Black women, for soul, and just, musicians, writers, period. And I do love that she shared her faith story today with us and just her inspiration. And it was just an honor. This was one for the books for me. This is one for the books. I'm like, yeah, this is definitely a highlight. Somebody that I've been wanting to interview and spend some time with. So shout out to you, Angie.
Yeah, definitely shout out to Angie. And for those who may have not known, like I said, she actually started off in one of the first female hip hop groups. It was called Sequence back in 1979. So I know some of y'all weren't even born then, but yes, she started her music career in 1979 in the hip hop trio Sequence. And that's important because, of course, we're still celebrating 50 years of hip hop this year. So she's a part of that 50 years, literally, if you did your math. So, when hip hop was just getting off and just being pushed out in the forefront, she was making music. And then she branched off. And we know later in the late 80s, she started doing R&B music. And listen, she got a bunch of hits. But look, like I say, if you missed the interview, you definitely want to tap in tomorrow on holyculture.net for the replay, because she shared so many gems of just business, making sure that she kept her integrity and never just took any deal. I love somebody who speaks authentic and saying, I'm gonna be authentically me, so that way when I pull up on you, I don't have to change nothing. I'm always gonna be me. I'm not looking to be what other people want me to be. She says she turned down big deals all the time because people wanted her to compromise either what she believed in, her spiritual faith, or whatever it may be. So I love when we get a chance to have people on that really talk about the business side and the other side of the music industry and say, you know what? Yeah, I could have took that $5 million, but I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Listen, I told y'all it's time. So everybody listening to us right now, Christian hip hop, faith infused music, it's on the uprise. The Billboard .com has put the article out. We've been talking about it. We're gonna keep talking about it. And they gave us 5 reasons why no hip hop artist or single, forgive me, hip hop album or single has charted to number one as of yet in 2023. It's because of the message. So if it wasn't a time, it is a time for right now for us. It's time for us to eat, y'all.
That's right.
Artists, producers, radio personalities, everybody in this lane, it's time for us to eat. Let's be very clear. So let's continue to do what we do. Let's continue to do it at a high level. And let's continue to push the culture first. Listen, we Team Jesus. That's our culture.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
Listen, go out and be great today, kings and queens. Have a great day. Stop playing. Y'all know what time it is tomorrow. Winning Prescription Friday. Y'all better tap in with us. Oh, it's complicated. This 10 we got on for tomorrow is complicated again. We got 10 more bangers for y'all. So definitely Tap in tomorrow for our winning prescription. Go out and be great today, kings and queens. Until tomorrow, stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus Christ is always the answer. Kingdom advancement should always be the goal. The fix is in. We out.